Scott Colomb for Little Falls Radio and fallsradio.com. I'm speaking with Elizabeth Dickman, one of our 2018 Morrison County Dairy Princesses. And Elizabeth, you were on the radio earlier this week on the run-up to the coronation. What was it like coming in studio and having folk learn about yourself?
I was a little bit nervous at first. After I started talking, everything was going good, and I enjoyed it.
And what was one of your most exciting or your favorite things that you got to do today as you got ready for coronation tonight?
One of the most exciting things was actually meeting the other Elizabeth, Eliza Tice. It was nice to meet her and get to talk to her.
And, of course, she's a couple of years older than you. Was she able to share some of the experiences that she's had down at college as she's going to be a vet? Has that made an impression on you?
Yeah, she shared a little bit about how being raised in a small town, she would move to the big city and shared what that was like for her.
So what are your plans after college? I know you want to attend Ridgewater in Willmar for dairy herd management. Is that something that you're going to be able to use as you grow older?
I hope so. I'm coming home to take over the dairy farm, so I hope that helps.
And what would be your one piece of advice as we see many young girls here tonight, maybe as they're looking to you as a role model, what would be your one piece of advice for them for when they want to run for Dairy Princess?
I think run for it. Even if you think you don't have a chance to, run for it, because you get the experience and other things that come along with it.
And we've been speaking with Elizabeth Dickman. She is one of our 2018 Morrison County Dairy Princesses.